What else goes into prosecuting a case and defending a case like this, Steve, when it comes to classified information?
Well, first of all, the attorney needs to be, the defense attorney needs to be willing to put himself on the line and aggressively take on the government, because in a case of this nature, the government's goal here is to set an example so that other people don't do this. The attorney has got to push the envelope. Sometimes that puts into play something called gray mail, which is other information that the defendant has that's been disclosed to the attorney, which the government doesn't want made public, but which does impact the government's opinion about the nature of the prosecution or how far they want to go with it. The defendant has to push that gray mail. That may get him into an adversarial situation with the court, with the prosecution, but the attorney has really got to stand his or her grounds, because if not, under SEPA and the way these classified information cases are worked, the defendant and his lawyer wind up getting stampeded. I won't say railroaded, but it's the same sort of situation. They just become afraid to take on the government, and whenever a defense attorney is in that posture, they need to get out of the case.
Let's talk a little bit more about gray mail, and one of the filings that I was reading talks about how the court wants to have appointed a CISO, a classified information security officer. Talk to me about what this person would do. This has to do with the evidence in the case.
That person becomes a quasi-censor, more so to help and assist the government than any other purpose. That individual would determine what it is that can be disclosed publicly, what can be disclosed to defense counsel and the defendant. That person serves the role of making sure, to be perfectly candid, that nothing the government doesn't like gets out into the public without the government having had the opportunity to go into court and, I say, bitch about it before it gets released. And the unfortunate part is, in this situation, district court judges who have no experience with this type of a lawsuit or a prosecution tend to fall back on what the government says happens in other cases, and therefore the government leads the way in deciding what it is that the public has a right to know. The judge isn't really making an independent determination, and defense lawyers sometimes wind up in a situation in which the government is basically calling the shots for the defense, which is just an untoward position.
How does this relate to gray mail as a potential tactic by the defense? And how secure can the public be that everything that is happening in here is sort of fair and just if we are not being allowed to see and hear what the heck the government is dealing with here?
Well, let me answer those in reverse. First, the trust us, we're the government, comes into play as far as the public is concerned. The public is basically being told the government knows what's best. We're not going to let things be disclosed publicly unless we feel it's in the best interest of our citizens and our country, which means that the public hasn't got a clue about what really is going on because it's already been censored. Now, moving to the part of gray mail, this is all designed to stop the defendant from using other information that he or she may have, which the government thinks could be harmful, which translates into prejudicial, which translates into, oh, there's more of a perspective here than what we want the public to know. And they shut down gray mail so that the defendant cannot use that in leveraging a disposition of the case, which is more favorable to that particular defendant, him or her. So the government's concern here is really not a question of confidential information. It's a question of we want to control the flow of information. We can do so by cutting out what the defense can say and making sure that only what we think, that is the government thinks, should get into the public airways. For example, to even go even further, the case in Augusta, no one is suggesting that the information that's been disclosed isn't something the public is interested in or should have known about. What the government is saying is, wait, we didn't make the decision to disclose it, and even though maybe the public should have known, that's our call, not her call. So they don't want her to make any other decisions which can impact the flow of information, which the government doesn't want out in the public for disclosure or in the media to be commented on. So
is gray mail legal?
It is legal, but it's called gray mail because it's in that quasi. It could be blackmail. It could be First Amendment freedom of expression and speech. And it is in no man's land, but it is something that comes up more often than we know about. And the government here clearly simply wants to shut it down. They don't want anything to interfere with their ability to hold this person up there as someone who needs to be prosecuted to the fullest in order to teach all others a lesson about unauthorized disclosure.